Sunday, Parshas Bshalach, Shir Mem Vav.
Mem Vav, Adaf Vav Amid Beis, the Sugya of Amar Rava, Zok the Heligi Gemara. Amar Rava, Heloch Mana Al Menas Shetachsi Reuli. Heloch means Hey Lacha, this should be to you. Heloch Mana Al Menas Shetachsi Reuli, on condition that you should return it to me. So the Gemara is going to go through this. There's many, many different sugyas over here. We're going to start on the peripheral of the sugya over here. I talk a little bit about this idea of koyin misaya beis agronis. Obviously, the eventual sugya is the sugya of matana al manas lahachzer, but we're going to enter slowly. So let's see what it says over here. Rava says he does this al manas shetachzi reuli, which is basically, we call it matana al manas lahachzer, or mona al manas lahachzer. That's what it says. Now the Gemara is going to right away say, "My kasavar Rava, vos halt Rava." If matanas lachzer is called matana, they should all work. Mecher and also truma and also pidyon haben and kedushin should all work. Why is truma any different? Why is mechalik and truma and everything else? The oid harav udamer matanas lachzer shmei matana. So Rava never said explicitly matana maslachzer shmei matana, but we can derive it because Rava said that if you give a esrog amanach shetachzi reuli, if he's notla and he's ichziro, he's yatsa. So obviously he holds matana maslachzer is shma matana, says the Gemara. Elo Amar Rav Asher kulu kani bar meisha. Rav Asher says no. Really, you have to say that Rava said something else. Rav Asher is coming to reconstruct Rava for us. Bekulu kani bar meisha. Why isha is different? If you say isha, niklas bechalipin. Amar Rav Huna bereid Rav Nechemil. Rav Asher hachi Amar mishmei de Rava kavasach. You're right. We taka have a tradition that Rava said, not what we thought Rava said, but Rava really said this. So let's see. We're going to go through the Gemara in the beginning, the Gemara in the end. Says Rashi, b'mecher lo ikon kegoin karka. Dikai malon lekamon shehi niklas bekesef. And it is mekach to love midi yoyva, says Rashi. What's it was about mecher loikana? Loikana, Rashi says, is talking about karka. Because karka really should be niknis bekesef. Karka is niknis bekesef. But over here, this kesef, if you give the kesef matana manas lahachzer, if the kesef was given a manas lahachzer, you're not koine the karka. Why not? To love midi yoyv. That's what Rashi says. Now, what about by metaltalin? What about metaltalin? What? It's not done with kesef. You can't be koine metaltalin with kesef. What could you be koine with? Shichagwa. If a person gives kesef, there is a mishapara. There's something called a mishapara, which I'd say I give you kesef for your car. And then you come back and say, you know what? I decided I want my money back. Give me back my money, and I'm keeping the car. Or I'm sorry, I'll give you back. I'm sorry. Here's your money back. And I'm keeping the car. Can you do that? You can do that. You have a mishapara. Kesef is koine midrash. So midrabanan the mafkia the kinyan. But now you have a mishapara. What about if a person gives this matana al manas lahachzer? Will there be a mishapara or not? In other words, let's say I say, I'd like to buy your car. Okay, here's $100, matana al manas lahachzer for the car. Would there be a mishapara? So,
while I have, while the other guy has the money.
While the other guy has the money.
Until he gives it back to you.
There should be a mishapara. Maybe there's a mishapara, that's why maybe...
It's not
that what?
It's masking, mas lahachzer.
And a chanami.
So while it's in my hand,
the mishapara is.
I said I'm going to give the $100. I didn't give.
No, over here I'm going to give you the car.
Yeah.
For an shtat, $100 matamas lahachzer. If you decide you're not giving me the car, then it's going to be a mishapara.
He's saying that the mishapar is on based on what the das of the person buying it is or selling it is. I don't think that's what mishapar is.
No, not then. No.
He's saying that because there's a tanai mele. They knew beforehand that there might be a chance it's going to go back, so there shouldn't be a mishapar.
Were you talking about Schweitzer?
Yeah.
But Schweitzer was talking about the mishapar on the money. We're talking about the mishapar on the chefetz. If I told you I'm giving you a chefetz, right, and I'm giving him and I gave you matana as the hachzer in the as exchange for the chefetz, and I say, right, you know what, forget it, I'm not giving you the chefetz, there's going to be a mishapar. There could be there's going to be a mishapar. It's mashma.
I thought that's why Rashi says kagoyin karka. It means Rashi has other examples, but karka.
Kagoyin does not mean, for example. We thought it meant that, but it doesn't.
As in the case of.
Right. As in the case. That's a good way of saying it. As in the case. There's many, many places in Shas that kagoyin is only one example. So I think that perhaps over here is one of them. There's only one example. It's karka. Metaltalin, there will be a mishapara. Okay. Akapana mecher loikana kagoyin karka. What about by truma?
There will be
a mishapar. Mecher will be kana for metaltalin. Just only won't be kana for karka. For metaltalin, it'll be a mishapar. There will be mishapar, even though matanas lach lo shema matana. That's the fourth mishapar. Yotze yidei nesina, says Rashi, umoichra lekoyanim v'adamim shaloi. What good does the Yisrael have with truma? He gives truma matana lach lach, so now he's got the truma back. What can he do with truma? He can't eat truma. If a kohen eats truma, what's the din? What? If Yisrael eats, a zar eats truma, schayv misa b'dei shamayim. So what's he doing with the truma? Why is he giving matana lach lach? Says Rashi, now it could be moichra lekoyanim v'hadamim shaloi. Now the Yisrael can't eat the truma, but he could sell the truma. Truma's mutter behana. Sell the truma and he'll keep the money. Ulakaman parach mimanafshach. Now, why does Rashi say ulakaman parach mimanafshach? Where is lekaman? Is it later on? Is it on Daf Zayin? Where is lekaman parach? Is it on Daf Zayin? Is it like three lines later in the Gemara? It's mamish the next line in the Gemara. So why does Rashi have to tell us lekaman parach? I understand when like it's on the Mishnah and Rashi says, "Oh, lekaman parach." Well, we'll get to the Gemara eventually. What is Rashi saying? Lekaman parach mimanafshach. Because you could get stuck. Rashi, this makes no sense. You cannot make any sense of this memra of Rava. So Rashi tells you, don't worry. We're about to say mimanafshach.
Right next line.
I guess I assume as follows, Yoni. Any time it makes no sense, Rashi's going to say lekaman parach. But Rashi's saying to us, it makes no sense. Can you say that truma is different than anything else? It makes no sense, Rashi says. What's interesting is the Ran makes sense of it. If you look in the Ran,
the question of the Gemara is different than Mimanashach. It's also adding, is it Mishmei Matana or not Shmei Matana?
That's a second
another
question.
Detail added.
That's a second question.
If it's called Matana, then Kula.
That's a second question, but the question of Mimanashach is that's the first question. It's Mimanashach.
He says, look, I'm on par with Mimanashach.
Right.
The Gemara doesn't say ever ask that question, Mimanashach. It says, if it's Shmei Matana, then Kula.
That's Mimanashach.
It's not, it's adding a detail. That's what Rashi's telling you.
So then,
don't get confused that there's an added detail.
So where do we ask Mimanashach?
In that question, you're adding Mimanashach.
So that's it, the question is Mimanashach.
Is it Shmei Matan or not Shmei Matan? It's Mimanashach.
It's
two separate details. There's an added detail to the earlier question.
Same thing, it's Mimanashach. I'm not asking anything else. The worst question is, I don't get. Either it is or it's not. If it is, then everyone. If it's not, then not. That's Mimanashach. The worst question is Mimanashach. The Gemara then asks a different question, which is that Rava seems to say somewhere else Shmei Matan. But the first question seems to be just Mimanashach. So we spoke about that first Seder, because we have to know which one to knock off. In other words, it could be we'll knock off the second statement of Rava. First, you have to say the first statement doesn't make sense. Second of all, we have a different statement. So Elamai, the first one's wrong, but maybe you think that the second one's wrong. Perhaps. We're going to say a different shot very soon. What? No, maybe say that the second member of Rava is wrong. We have two members of Rava. Which one's wrong? They contradict each other. Which one's wrong?
Bring the thing from
Rava,
but
you hold
the Talmud on Sasser,
Shmei Matana, and they know which one is wrong. How do you know he said that? There's two Ravas. They contradict each other. So maybe I'll say the second Rava is wrong, and the first Rava is right. Maybe the Lulav Rava is wrong.
So
How do we know the first one's wrong? Well, the first one doesn't make any sense anyway. And the second one makes sense. So obviously the second one's right, the first one's wrong. Or else I might have said the second one's wrong.
Why would I have said the second one's wrong?
Why would I say the first one's wrong?
Because the first one is a contradiction itself.
So that's first the Gemara has to say. The first one is a contradiction. I don't get the first one. Second of all, it's also a steer with another member of Rava. That's why we're pushing the first member of Rava out. But if the first member of Rava made sense, so I have a steer between one member of another one. Which one push out? Push out whichever one you want. I don't know. So first we have to say the first one's weird. There's a steer in and of itself, there's a steer. And also it's a steer to another member of Rava. So therefore the first member of Rava we have to change. The Chayyur does the Pshat.
For sure.
What? We're going to see, let's see the Ran. The Ran, hold that thought. The Ran seems to be making sense of the Havamin. If you take a look in the Ran says, Bitruma Yatza Yidei Nesina, says the Ran, Kivan de Bitruma Benesina Kol Duhu Sagi, Yatza Yidei Nesina. Adam Shaloi, says the Ran, Truma Nesina Kol Duhu Sagi. It sounds like the Ran is explaining why is Truma different than everything else. Because by Truma, Nesina Kol Duhu Sagi. So does the Havamina make sense according to the Ran? It sounds like it makes sense. What?
It says Truma, not Truma Meiser.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true. I don't know. No. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean because you have to give a little bit. It means all you need is a Nesina Kaldu. That's because it doesn't mean because you have to give a little bit. What the Ran seems to be saying is, stop Epis Gabin. This has to be given over. Man from them daf minisht. All you have to do is give it. I understand Pshat and the Ran is maybe as follows. Before you give the Truma, who does it belong to? Who?
Yours.
Koyanim. Before you give the Truma, you're mafresh the Truma. I'm mafresh it. It's now sitting here. I didn't give it to the Koyan yet. I was mafresh it. Who does it belong to? The Koyanim. As a matter of fact, the Koyan can even grab it in theory. If he grabs it from you, can you take it back from him?
No.
It might depend if Tovis had no moment or ain't a moment, but Kipshutai, it's we're called Shevet Koyanim. So when I give it to the Koyan, what am I doing?
Nothing. Not really.
What am I? Well, so define what I am doing.
You're just giving
it a Maisa Nesina. I just have to give it. It's a Nesina Koldehu. When I'm Mecher, what's a Mecher?
That's giving over Rishas.
They're changing the Bailas.
So you're ransoming his truth.
So you're answering is Truma. But if I give it, okay, it's an Asino Koldu. Nunu. What's the... Says the Ran, that'll be enough. So the Ran makes heads and tails of the Gemara's Havamina. Not only that. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel Berb Shmuel, he changes the Gemara. What does it mean, Betruma, you're not Koine? Says the Rabbeinu Chananel Berb Shmuel, it's like a little bit more than halfway down. Pirish, the first one on the line is Nesina. Pirish, Kigoin, She'ochal Truma, Shuchayiv L'Shalma, V'nosan Tashlumin L'Koyen Alman Ashetach Zireuli. Rabbeinu Chananel Berb Shmuel says, we're not talking about a case where there's a physical Truma here. We're talking about a case that the Truma is gone. The Yisrael ate Truma. So now what do you have to do if you ate Truma? You have to pay. Whatever it might be, you have to pay. Now this paying, the money before you give it to the Kayin, does it belong to a Kayin? No. Doesn't. So now I understand why this is more than just a Nesina Kolduhu. Maybe that's why Rabbeinu Chananel Berb Shmuel changed the case. Because the Gemara's question doesn't make sense according to the Ran. What's the Kasha? There's no Miman of Shach. Truma shiny. Because Truma only needs an Asino Koldu.
What does
Ron
do when the Gemara brings
an Esrei? Hold on. So, if you look carefully, Rabbi Shari Yehli, says Pshat in the Ran. He says the Ran is not Goyris, the Gemara's question of Maman of Shach. He's not goyrisit in the Gemara. If you look in the Rif brings the second question, not the first. And if you look carefully at the words of the Ran, maybe it's meduyik. Look at the Ran's words. The Ran says, all the way at the end of the Ran, the very last word on the second to last line. V'ha'amar Rava matana amanas lahachzir shma matana. See those words? V'ha'amar Rava matana amanas lahachzir shma matana. We don't have those words in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, V'oid ha'rava hu da'amar. We have a V'oid. V'ha'amar Rava sounds like he does not go as V'oid ha'amar Rava. V'oid ha'rava hu. Sounds like the Ran's not Goris V'oid. Maybe he's not. The Rif seems not to be Goris. He doesn't have the question of Maman Ashach. Maman Ashach is not Shver according to the Ran. Why? Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold that thought. Why not? Because the Ran says, I understand Truma is different than everything else. Truma is an Asina Koldehu. Everything else is not Asina Koldehu. I understand. Hold your thought. I understand Rabbeinu Chananel. It can be garbage because he says we're not talking about truma of truma. We're talking about tashlume truma. Tashlume truma needs a kinyan, just like everything else. So therefore, Mamalashach, why is tashlume truma any different than any other kinyan? My problem is going to be in Rashi. Because Rashi clearly is learning that it's not tashlume truma. Why? Because Rashi says, Yotze denesina umoichra lekoyanim. V'adamim shaloi. What are you selling to the koyanim? The truma. Rashi's talking about the truma, not tashlume truma. Truma. Moichra lekoyanim. V'adamim shaloi. And Rashi says, Ula kaman parach memanafshach. It's a memanafshach. What's the memanafshach? Yemash.
According to the Ran, the second question doesn't make sense either.
Sure it
does. It's not a matana. So what do you mean? You're bringing me a raya.
What do you mean?
If we're saying that really that it belongs to the Kayanim and it's just I have to give it to you, so it's not a matana.
No, but the other ones, what about the other cases? The question is going to be from the other ones. The question is not going to be from Truma. The question is going to be from Mekach and all those things. Why are you saying that Mekach loikana, Mekach loikana, Ishenim Kudash is matana? That's not a matana. Why those things? The Gemara has a question. Amar Rava, Helech Mana Mashitzu Mechel Lekana, Ishenim Kadesh, Spinyad Benin Ben Opadi. Why not? Matana Slasa Shema Matana. What's the Pshat according to Rashi? There's a simple difference. The Ran makes a simple chiluk between Truma and everything else. Ichtracht, Kenzai Pshat and Rashi is going to be Rashi Lishitosai. We said, from the Granat, a very big chiddush from Naftali. We said that when a person gives kesef to an isha, she doesn't have to be koine. She doesn't have to be koine the kesef. We said that it even works bal korcha. Tuli of a kiddush, we spoke about tuli of a kiddush. It can work bal korcha. How does it work bal korcha? Suck the Granat. Kesef kiddusha is just a mais and a sino. Like the lashon of the Rambam, Yitin Dabar B'Yad Isha. It's not a Kenyan. So, Kesef Kedushin, is it any different than Truma? Well, Truma, the Pshat is, it was the coins even before you gave it. All you have to do is give it. By Kedushin, it doesn't become the Isha's even after you gave it. All you have to do is give it. But both of them, it's only in an Asina Ba'alma. It's an Asina. So, Maishna, why is Truma any different than Kedushin?
So is it just singling out those two cases?
Maybe. Maybe the kasha from Kinyan of Mecher Loikana, Karaka, and Achanami. Karaka needs Kinyan. Karaka needs a real Kinyan. I understand why that would be different than Truma. But Kiddush is not going to be different than Truma. And maybe Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is also a Shaila. We spoke about this. Pidyon HaBen.
So it could work just that we don't want to like cheat. We don't want to make like a shortcut.
We asked the question. Pidyon HaBen. We said it's a choiv. If it's a choiv, so then how in the world could you pay up your choiv? Matanas Nachzer. How could you do that? Ask Rav Chana. We spoke about this. I don't remember exactly where. Where was it? Chavtes. In Chavtes, we spoke about it. In El. How could you pay up a choiv with matanas lahachzer? Says Rabbi Chanan, it must be that the shayrish of Pidyon HaBen is really the mitzvah. And the chayv is the toilat of the mitzvah. You mekayim the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah nesina. Just like all other truma, all other matnas kuhuna, mitzvah nesina. So if that's true, then pinyan ben is going to be like regular kuhuna, regular truma. It's also a ma'aseh nesina, a nesina koldu. Why would it be any different? So pinyan ben and kedushin, these are all ma'aseh nesinas.
The Gemara makes sure to say kuhuna.
What do you mean?
The Gemara says that if it's Shmei Matana, I feel a kuhuna. Meaning not leaving out karka, even all of them.
Well, that's true.
So okay, it's
still going to be true. Ika sabar matana slaso shema matana afilu kulhu nami.
If it's including karka.
Including if it's shema matana, I even karka.
No,
if it's
matana, then he gave him something.
Shema matana, so then karka should work.
It would, right? E kasaver matana slaso shema matana afilu kulhu nami. It works, and the maskana does work because we hold matana slaso shema matana. E kasaver loy shema matana afilu truma nami loy, because truma shouldn't be any different than kedushin and pinyan aben.
And we're just
going to
take.
Yeah. Kenza. Okay. We had another answer then to Pinyan Aben. Maybe Pinyan Aben is taka considered to be chayv, and maybe you could pay a chayv in Matan Sachzer. It depends on how Matan Sachzer works. That's what we said then. We're going to see that. That's our sugya. But let's continue on, Rabbi Yisai. What does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara, Aser la'asais kain, because it's near koin mesayeh b'beis ha'gona, says Rashi, l'fisha b'schar zeh yitain lo ishar truma yisof. Rashi says, because of the schar that he's doing this, the koin is going to give him other trumas. This coin is like someone who's buying truma. It's like someone who's helping in the Beis HaGronas. What's the Beis HaGronas called?
Silo.
The silo. He's helping out in the silo. Truma. Why does he want to be there? Oh, it's so nice that you're here. Here's the truma. Why is the coin putting in so much effort? He knows that he's going to get a kickback. So the coin is working to try to get his truma. You have been mashkes, you have destroyed, you have violated the bris halevi. Koyin is a levi. So what's the problem over here? Matanas lachzer, what's the problem? What's the problem, matanas lachzer? What?
There's no real problem. It's just going to look like he's buying.
What's the problem?
That's why it works.
So, what's the Maris Ayin? Because what?
It looks crooked.
Why is it, what looks crooked?
He's buying the truma.
He's going around the whole truma.
What's he finagling? What do you mean? He's going to start getting in the future truma from this guy. It's not a problem of now. It's a problem he's going to start getting in the future truma from this guy. Correct? That's what Rashi says. Shebischar ze yintain sharpu loisav. It looks like they're doing something over here fishy. What happens if he doesn't give it to him later on? He doesn't.
The problem is now.
Why is there a problem now?
Because let's say there's a guy who doesn't see this first part and he only sees the second part of the guy giving the kain truma. That doesn't look like anything bad.
Right.
But if you see the first part of the kain working in the silos or the kain making this deal with him, that's the shady part.
Right.
That's the part where
okay, but our case is he's not working in the silo. Our case is the kain walks over and says
he's striking a deal with him though. He's like he's doing
Right.
So that the problem is now. I'm seeing something that's going on that's weird that
why is it what's weird about it?
That he's making a deal with him, that the Yisrael has to give him truma, and he's making a deal.
But Rashi doesn't say that.
What?
Rashi doesn't say what Avigdor said. Avigdor's saying there's a problem right here. Rashi says, "Bislefi shebischar ze yitain lo ishar trumaisav."
That's why this is fishy. Because
in the future he will give him shar trumaisav. Now there's a problem here. If you look, the Toz Riazakin says closer to what Rabbi Avigdor was saying. Look in the Toz Riazakin. The first one line is, or mine is, Misayeya. Says the Toz Riazakin, She'ein noisin loy truma elo mipnei shemisayom. Avze ein noisnim elo mipnei shemachziro. But I see the Toz Riazakin, the problem is right here. You want your, would you like your truma? I'm only giving it to you if you give it back to me. What do you mean? You're making conditions? Give me the truma because give me the truma. What do you make conditions? The problem is right here, according to the Tzitzis Riyah Zokin. This Nesina right here is a problem. Because I can't, I'm not supposed to give this to you unequivocally. No strings attached. What are you making strings? Forget about whether or not I'm getting you the truma later or I'm not getting the truma later. This Maisa Nesina right here of giving truma b'tanai is going to be the problem.
I understand why she's from...
Hold on. You hear what the Rabbeinu Tzvi Riyah Zalkin is saying? Rashi is saying differently. Rashi seems to say that this looks crooked because it looks like he's doing this because he wants to get kickbacks. That's what, according to Rashi, it's nira. It's a problem of it's nira kikoin ha-meseya b'deis ha-gorlanis. It looks like it. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's very innocent. But when someone sees, why is this coin doing matanas? Would you do it matanas la-hachzer? What do you get out of Matanas La'achzer? Why is this coin doing Matanas La'achzer? You want to tell me? Let's speculate. Why is this coin doing Matanas La'achzer? He gets nothing out of it. He gives the truma back. Why is he doing it?
Future.
Because kickbacks for the future. It looks shady.
Why does it look like it? That's what he's doing right now.
According to Rashi, he's not doing it. What do you mean? I'm not getting anything out of it.
That's why it is a case of...
What?
That's why it's a problem for the kohen because he's not getting anything out of it.
No. What we're saying is that the kohen has to work for his truma. I'm not working for my truma. I'm not working for it. What am I working for? I'm not working for it. I'm matanas la'achzer. So the problem over here is that according to Rashi that I am working for it. I'm working for the. So according to Rashi, the problem is the next truma, not this truma. This truma is fine. This truma is fine. According to Rabbeinu Chanan, the problem is this truma. The problem is the truma in front of you. L'chayra, my chalikis is as follows. So if you're going to say my chalikis, then you tell me you have a problem. I think my chalikis is as follows. What's the aside of the chisarn? Koyin meseya beis ha-kuras. What's the problem? Is it a problem in the koyin, or is it a problem in the truma? The Ritva says the problem in the Truma. Says the Ritva, Kaimelon ein choiken like Truma, the beinan schar avadosam veloy schar malachtam. Truma you get for your being a kohen. You don't get Truma for doing anything else. You get Truma for being in the Beis Hamikdash, for being the kohen. Kohen does stuff in the Beis Hamikdash. Who's he working for? For me and you. You know what he gets as a reward? Truma.
So retired
kohen
doesn't get Truma.
What?
Retired kohen.
It's all part of his pension. It's his pension plan. It's all part of the kohen. So the kohen get truma chelef avoidosam as a exchange for their avoida. So if I say kohen, here's a truma. I'm only giving. What do you mean? You're only giving it to me? No. Give it to me because I'm a kohen. No. I'm not. So that I can't withhold truma. Truma belongs to him unconditionally. That's the way. Elochar would be like the Riyazaki. The Rambam says differently. Says the Rambam, you have to give a kohen truma derech kavoid. Derech kavoid. Kohen has to get it derech kavoid.
It's an afkamina between the Ritva and the Tzvi Riyah Zakein. By Tzvi Riyah Zakein, if you give it to me, say just keep it.
We'll see. Hold on. The Rambam says derech kavoid.
Rambam?
You have to give it to him derech kavoid, not derech avoid. What does that mean? That means that the kohen shouldn't be like hustling to get truma. He's a kohen. Give it to him. He's hustling. What does he have to hustle for? So according to the Rambam, the berega that I'm hustling to get my truma, so according to his misayeya bebeis agwanas, what are you doing over here? You're hustling to get the truma? That's not it. You should get a derech kavod. So over here, the Rashi says, what's the problem? I'm hustling to get the other truma. What am I hustling for? So when Rashi says, Vim asu kein chilalu, v'aleim amru shichatem bris alevi. What were you machalal? So you can either say you machalal the truma, or you machalal the koyin. It's like, what do you make the koyin into? Give the koyin derech kavod. Why does the koyin make the koyin into a schlepper? He has to go hustle to get his truma. The Tosefta says a davar mavil. The Tosefta says that if you do this, the truma becomes chulin. Truma becomes chulin? Tosefta's learning it's a problem in the Truma. I'll call upon him. Let me ask you a question. Let's say, by Pidyon HaBen, he does Pidyon HaBen Matanam as Lahachzer. Is there a problem of Misayeya Bebeis HaGronos? Think about it before you answer. Go to a Kohen and say, I'd like to give you Pidyon HaBen Matanam Manas Lahachzer. First of all, Maskana, does it work? What? Yes, it works. Maskana works. How does it work? Is it a problem of Misayeya Bebeis HaGronos?
Only according to some Shitas.
Oh, so it says you only have one son. So according to Rashi, is it going to be a problem?
No,
because not the pshat. I'm giving you this one, and all that. I should get another one. He only has one son. But according to the Tzriya Zokain, L'chayru, what's the problem? This Pidyon HaBen. Why are you giving it to him? Only because? Oh, I'm not. What do you mean you're not giving it to him? Give it to him. So according to Tzriya Zokain, L'chayru be a problem of Koyin Misayeya. Azoy Shteitakin Mordechai. The Mordechai says there's a problem of Koyin Misayeya Bebeis Agronos. You might have spidyon HaBen.
What's the difference between Truma and Pidyon HaBen? Yeah. By Truma,
yeah.
The only thing that has to happen is that the Kohen has to get his Truma.
Right.
And that's it. And he has to give it to him.
Right.
By Pidyon HaBen, technically speaking, the guy doesn't have to be paid to his son.
He really does.
But technically, he doesn't have
to. So I would say something similar to what Avigdor's saying. I'll say it a little bit different. Similar to what Avigdor's saying. The Ma'is said, Tzachoyf. We Bezdin could even be Yoram than a Chosef. But I would say as follows. Where does the shirish of Truma come from? Why do I have to give a Kohen Truma? What? Why did God say so? Because he worked for it. Because he worked, so you have to give it to him. Why do I have to give a Kohen Pidyon HaBen? Because of the Pidyon. That's not chelaf avodosai. Maybe that can be done. Matan as lahachzer. It's coming from a different source. The din of Pidyon HaBen and the din of Truma come from different sources. The Ritva says, why do I have to give a kohen Truma? Because it's chelaf avodosam v'loy schar malachtam. By Truma, it might not be that.
Why does that feel Tosri Yazakin? I only feel the Ritva that you can make such an afkamina.
What do you mean? We're saying Tosri Yazakin is saying, do you have to give it to you unattached? Why? Because I'm supposed to give you the Truma because Truma belongs to a Kohen.
Right.
But that's only Truma that belongs to a Kohen. It's not true by Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, the reason it belongs to a Kohen is because we're making a transaction. It's not because Stam is, or the Torah didn't just gift you Truma. It said this is part of a exchange. If it's part of an exchange, maybe I could do Matan
Slatsa. Second says that the reason why over here it's Kohen Messiah is because when you do Kohen Messiah, he's helping you in order to get Truma. So over here he's helping you in order to get Truma. It's the same thing.
No, it's not because he's helping you. It's because it's because you have to be nice noi without any string.
Right.
To be nice.
What does that mean? What the according to Ritzvah,
maybe only Truma is that way. Maybe only Truma is that way. Maybe only Truma have to give it unattached. Why? Says the Ritzvah, because it's schar avodasam v'lo schar malachtam.
It's exeris hakasev by Truma. According to Rashi, maybe I'm doing this I'm doing the Pidyon HaBen for him, so that I should get his Truma.
So Yoni's saying Svara, where I'm in the, you know, I'm Messiah based Agronis, I'm there, I'm helping. Okay, I'm helping out, here, take this. So, or where I'm helping with Truma, I'll give you more Truma, but I'm helping with Pidyon HaBen so that in 2 months from now you're gonna give me a Truma. Maybe over there it's not so simple. The Maisa of the Rambam doesn't bring that. The Rambam doesn't.
I'm saying according to Rashi.
No, it's right here. Right here, I'm giving you Truma.
Rashi's saying the problem is that this is good.
Shar Truma, he said the rest of his Truma here. He has Truma right here. He's sitting here. Here's some Truma, that's Achzer. Here's some Truma that's not Matan Achzer. Right here, off and on. Boom, boom.
Half and half?
Yeah.
When Rashi says Shar, he means in the future.
No. It's Shar, it means the rest. Not the Truma Lassi. Shar, the rest that's here. Right here, right now. Boom, boom. He's going to give it to him right here. He's going to give him, here's this Truma, here's the other Truma. It's not the Truma that he's giving is a problem. It's the Truma that he's going to give in a minute.
Why is he doing half of his Truma on Manas Lahavzer?
Because he wants it back.
Because he wants it back.
Why does he do all of it?
Because the Kohen won't be masking to do all of it.
Why would the Kohen be masking to do half of it?
Because he wants to get the other half.
What's the power saying is in the future also?
Thank you.
What?
What's the power saying?
It's not muchach that we're making a gzera for that. In other words, the Rambam Lamaisa doesn't bring down Messiah Beis HaKoranis when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. Why not? Why didn't you say that he's be Messiah for this, for that? Because maybe that's already not, it's not a problem. It is, it's not, he's going to, he's not, who knows what's going to be. But over here, it's right there. It's happening in front of us.
You
There's going to be a problem.
Do someone a favor.
Yeah. The kohen can never do anyone a favor. Exactly. Kohen can't open the, can't say good morning to someone. Oh, maybe he says good morning. He's going to give me truma. Hey. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. That's not. But here, it's like you're working for it. You're schmitzing for it right now. We see it as this is you're being paid. What are you going to do in the future?
Hey, bring it right. Rabbi Hanan said the problem is that you can be margul the Baal Bayis to only give your truma to the kohen.
Uh-huh.
So this problem is not in the kohen. The problem is in the Baal Bayis. So you're saying the Baal Bayis doesn't have any
right,
worm.
Right. Correct. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings up another issue. What happens if there are kohenim that have heslaim? Pidyon HaBen, you need to use coins. There's special coins that people use, heslaim coins. And there's a kohen that has heslaim coins. Now, he's selling them to Yisraelim for a discounted price. Now, let's ask the question. Why is he selling them for a discounted price? What? Because he knows that if I sell to you, you're going to use me as the kohen. So then I'm going to be the kohen. Is that a problem of kohen meseir bebeis agvanas? Halacha lemaisa. This is a question. This is a question. Halacha lemaisa. What?
You're not getting it because of
the basic grunas.
You're getting it because it's a
pigeon. What do you mean? But the only reason why the only reason you're giving it to me is because I was Messiah basic grunas over here.
No, and I'm saying
because what a problem you never have basic grunas is.
So yeah, basic grunas is that the truma you get because you work in basic mikdash.
Right.
This you don't get because you work in basic
mikdash. If we say pinyan aben is different, pinyan aben isn't included in chelaf avodasam and achanami. There'll be no discussion. There's many rishonim don't even discuss Messiah beis agronis when it comes to pinyan aben. But as we mentioned, the Mordechai does discuss Messiah beis agronis and pinyan aben. It could be this will be a problem of Messiah beis agronis. Halacha lemaisa, we have any kainim. The kain should know. It doesn't look like there's any kainim in the room. But if a person does a pinyan aben and a kain is going to charge you a discounted price, it could be you shouldn't use him.
Years ahead of you.
I shouldn't use him.
I was from the actual beginning of
the was from the bias.
40 minutes ago, I'm already at you.
He's making.
No?
The shaila is this called a kohen is working? Maybe it's not called he's being mevaze himself. Maybe it's only if he's hustling. He's working.
You have a question here. This case also,
he's not working. He's just the matanas la'achzer. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, en acharam. Okay. Zok to Gemara. The Gemara for sure has a problem with this. Either there's two questions. One question. What's the second question? Why is he not yotza? Says Rashi. Gezel lemafreya. Why is it gezel?
So if you're not
you can give it back. Now the Rajba says similar, but the Rajba says, "Have ena shaloi lemafreya." It's not shaloi. That's very similar because you stole something. Is it yours? You stole something. Is it yours?
Yeah,
assuming you did, it wasn't miyayish. It's not yours. So I assume Rashi's problem of gezel is why you're not yoytze with gezel. Because ain't a shaloi. Oh, it might even be more than that. So it says toivi as follows: ain't a shaloi. You only not yoytza on which day?
First day.
Because the first day need shaloi, but on the other days could be yoytza on shol. But Rashi's saying it's gezel, and gezel on the other days you're not yoytza because of mitzvah b'avera. So why doesn't the Rashi say gezel? Why does the Rashi say it's ain't a shaloi? The pshat is as follows. Let's say I took an esrog, and I'm a real nice guy. I'm a well-meaning guy. I'm a very, I'm a tmimistika person. I didn't manage to give it back. I lost it. Something happened to it. Am I a gazlan? Could you call me a gazlan? I was the nicest, sweetest, and gentlest person around. I didn't mean to steal it. Sure wasn't mine. For sure it wasn't mine. That's true. But is that called gezel? Maybe gezel is only when a person steals with the intention to steal. That's gezel. It might be ena shaloi. might not be mine. That's not called gezel.
Gezel.
What? Gezel is only if a person steals. Gezel is I'm taking it away from you. I'm not taking it away from you. I was very happy. I want you to have it. I would love to give it to you. I'm not taking it away.
You fulfill the condition.
And a chanami, by accident.
So if a shayel loses something, he becomes a gezel? No,
well, let me ask you a different question. This is a different question. This is a shayla. This was a maisa shehoya kachoya. My parents were at a chasana, and there was valet parking. So they came back and they asked for their car. My father was driving a Lincoln Continental. And they brought back my father's car, and he's driving, he's across the George Washington Bridge. And my father turns to my mother and says, this is not our car. It's just not our car. You know, sometimes you just got that feel, this is not our car. And it was not their car. Someone else had the identical model, Lincoln Continental. Now my father's driving a stolen vehicle?
No.
Is that a stolen vehicle?
No.
It's someone else, he's got someone else's car.
If he was pulled over, it might be a stolen vehicle.
So is that called Xelo? I'll tell you what the nafkamin is. The nafkamin is, we'll leave alone Kefal because he says he's money. Does he have to return it? Or can he call up the hall and say, listen, there's a Lincoln Continental over here. You come get it. I'm done with it. I didn't steal it.
It's probably an Aveda.
Maybe it's an Aveda. An Aveda.
Maybe the other guy's a Gosling.
And the other guy didn't take the car. It's still there. The Aveda, you don't have to go bring it back to him. You can hold it. You have to hold it for him. I'll watch your Lincoln Continental. I'm careful with it. You want it? Come get it. I'm not coming. I'm not going back across the bridge.
He drives your car.
So the Shaila is, if he has a Din Goslin, Bishoygeg, he has a Din Goslin, so then he has to return it. He doesn't have a Din Goslin because he had no intention of stealing it. He had no intention of stealing. So, Ein Hachanami, he has someone else's object. It's yours. Maybe it's an Aveda. Fine, I'll watch it for you. The Chayv, that's going to be an Afkamin between the Rashi and the Rajba. Rashi says he's having a Gezel Lemafreya. He's a Goslin. Rashi holds, yeah, you take something that doesn't belong to you, even by accident, even well-meaning, you're a Goslin. You're over B'Shoigig. You eat treif by accident. Did you eat treif? Yes. You wear shotness by accident. Did you wear shotness? Yes. You steal something by accident. Did you steal it? Yes. Goslin. And the Rashi says, no. Gzela means taking something from someone else. It means depriving someone of something. It means violating his rights. I didn't violate his rights. If I would have, I would love to have given it back to him. I'm not a Goslin. Can't call me a Goslin.
Sometimes someone borrows something and loses it or gets damaged, he's stealing.
So. No, maybe he's a mazik. He's not stealing. Stealing didn't take it.
And what if he loses it?
He still didn't take it.
Right, so the same thing here. How do you have a hobby in his Gazan?
Because he took it.
No, but he lost it.
No.
He's a shoyl.
No. When I originally took it, I took a bit tonight.
The shoyl also takes a bit tonight.
No, he does not. That is not true.
I'm borrowing it. Obviously, it's out tonight. You give it back.
That is not true. It's not a tonight. It's you're borrowing it, and now you're chayiv to watch it. You didn't watch it, now you have to pay. Does that mean lemafreya, you never borrowed it? No. You borrowed it. Over here, lemafreya, you never bought it from me. I never gave it to you. So when you took it originally, you took my object. Therefore, over here, Rashi says it's gezel. Okay. Boysai, there's a few. I just want to mention one more nakuda, and then we're going to start. Beis Hashem tomorrow, we're going to do a psicha in the sugya matana manas lahachzir. Matana lahachzir. My shaila is as follows: what does hachzir mean? What does it mean matana al manas lahachzir? Literally translated means return. I have three pshatim of what that can mean. Either that can mean physically return, or that could mean makne it in return. Makne it in return.
What does that mean?
You have to
rechange the bialis back. Or that just means keep it available for being returned. Three pshat. We'll go back to similar to my continental shaila. Does he have to physically bring it back? Does he have to be makne it back? Or does he just have to have it? You want it? Here it is. You can have it back. I don't have to bring it to you. I don't have to be makne to you. Just I have to have it available. Three pshatim matana amanas lahachzer. I think it's a machlekes rishonim. I think it's a machlekes achronim. What does matana lahachzer mean bechlal? What does it mean, matana as lahachsir? Toisvis.
It's like the Gemara on Mem Zayin and Bezin over here. On Mem Zayin and Alf, and over here. What we said in the earlier Gemara about Anas Malva, Mekdeshes. Where was? No. Mekash Milvo.
Right.
Like we said, there's a difference between our Gemara over there that is keeping it present by Rashi.
Right, right.
Like
but it's similar, but it's over here we're talking about the Sugi of Mat. What is a matana as lahachsir? What does it mean? Huh? Taisus asks a question here. Taisus says that he didn't make a good t'nai. What? How is Taisus learning matana al manas lahachzer? It's a matana al t'nai. Taisus says, but the t'nai is not good enough. But what is the matana? It's a matana with a condition. I can make any condition I want. Can I tell you? Can I sell you something on condition that it rains tomorrow? I can make it tonight. Can I sell you something on condition that you hop on one foot?
Yes.
Can I sell you something on condition that you give it back to me? Yeah, but it has to be good t'nai. So Tosfos learns as a matana al t'nai. What's the t'nai? That's what we have to figure out. Could be the k'tzois, it's a famous k'tzois, says it's not a matana al t'nai. Matana sahachsir means something else. We're going to continue with that, Beis Hashem, and more, hopefully. Okay.